chapter 14. I'll read from verse 1. I didn't know much about salvation. I didn't know much about being lost. I didn't know much about being saved. I knew one thing. There came upon me the consciousness and the realization of the fact that I was lost. I knew I was lost. I saw that manifested in my two girls. When each one, about 5 years apart, but each one at the age of 6, came to me one afternoon, Sunday afternoon, crying, tears streaming down their face, "Daddy, I'm lost." And all you need to know to be saved is know you're lost and know that Jesus Christ died to save you. And I did that when I was 8 years old. I have grown some since then. I've learned much of the Word since then. But don't decry what a child can grasp under the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Don't do that. The disciples couldn't understand it, and they tried to get the children out of the way. And the Lord, in a gracious rebuke, said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not." Now you let the little children come unto me. I'd finished preaching in a town where I was pastor. Gave invitation. A little 7 or 8 year old boy came forward. His mother was singing in the choir. She came out of that choir. She grabbed him and out the door she went with him. Told me afterward he's too young to know anything about it. I lived to see the day, and she lived to see the day when she would call me from a distant town again and again and again. "Pray for this boy. Pray for this boy. Pray for me." "You just let the little children come unto me," said the father. Said the Lord, "Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of the heavens." I've trusted the Lord as my Savior. Have you? Have you? I could call for a demonstration here. I could call for a rising, call for a public testimony. But seated right where you are, in the quietness of this hour, under the power and direction of the Holy Spirit of God, you can say to yourself, "Lord, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. And I believe in my heart that thou hast raised him from the dead." Scripture says you'll be saved. I was in the bed with a 90-year-old man on one occasion trying to let him read, and he could read. I'd read it first, and then I pointed to him that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Christ, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He read that. I said, "Do you believe it?" He said, "I believe it with my whole heart and soul." The Word says you're saved. The Word says he's saved. And I believe the Word of God. Now let me instruct you once more. In your heart, you can say, "I believe that Jesus is the Christ and that God raised him from the dead." The Scripture says, "I should be saved." Lord, our gracious Heavenly Father, grant, O Lord, that men, women, boys and girls have responded to this in their heart of which thou hast taken notice. Grant unto them such power, grace necessary to make an open confession of their faith. We ask in Christ's name. We're going to stand and sing.